You are now chopping it up with the Nerd Barbershop Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Nerd Barbershop Podcast. I'm Taryn Williams. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode and hanging out with me for a little bit. So in this episode of the podcast, it's probably not going to be that long. This is something I want to talk about because it makes me laugh thinking about it and how so many people that work in the restaurant industry, hospitality industry as a whole, have the same opinion. But fuck brunch. It's just funny how, like, as a collective, like, we just don't like brunch. And that doesn't go into, because I like brunch. I like going to brunch personally. You know, last year for my birthday, I actually went to brunch with, like, unlimited mimosas. And it was fun. It's a lot of fun, you know. But working brunch and having to deal with brunch, like, customers, is a whole nother side of the coin. It's a pain in the ass. And most of the time, most places, like, they add on brunch just to kind of get in on the trend. Because brunch really kind of, you know, brunch has always been a thing. But around, like, 2017, 2018, it really kind of picked up. And 2019 is really when, like, brunch just kind of took off, where people started doing, like, you know, unlimited buffets. And you have more mimosas. You have, of course, Bloody Marys and stuff like that. And people started having, you know, unlimited mimosas and bottomless mimosas and bottomless brunch and doing all these different things. And so it's kind of like a cash cow. And a lot of places just wanted to capitalize on that trend and have it available for people that just want to do brunch. And, you know, especially when you have, like, you know, if you're already a breakfast restaurant, it's a little bit easier because you already handle that type of clientele anyway. But when you're just kind of, you know, you don't really do that, all of a sudden you just want to kind of expand into that, it's kind of weird, kind of annoying, you know. At my last job, we actually didn't have brunch for a while, but we did breakfast. We have, of course, our normal lunch stuff. And then just, like, maybe after a few months of us being open, or maybe going into, maybe, like, almost a year, they decided, like, oh, hey, we're going to add stuff to the brunch menu. I'm like, why? And for me personally, I was like, why are we creating a brunch menu when we could just start lunch sooner and just have breakfast and lunch run together, which is so much easier. I think we added 2 or 3 menu items. I think the bar has some stuff too, but I was like, we don't need to add menu items because I didn't really sell that much. Just all we had to do was start lunch, you know, maybe an hour sooner, and then you just have breakfast and lunch run together, and that covers your brunch, quote unquote. Which was what we ended up doing. I never got the credit for that, but whatever. But, you know, it just made sense. And, you know, a lot of times we just don't do it because you have to deal with, like, you know, special orders and deal with people that might want certain things. And it's just like, ugh, like, brunch is always a pain. And working a brunch crowd is always weird because it seems that in between, some people, they'll try to get stuff for lunch. And it's like, no, we don't do that because this is prime for brunch. Oh, but I want this. Well, you can't do that because that's, like, really breakfast. Like, it's weird. Brunch can be a pain just because it's annoying. It's, like, extra layers and stuff like that. And we really don't feel like dealing with that. Like, especially if you're in, like, a restaurant where you do, like, you know, you do, like, eggs. You do, like, eggs all the different ways. And people want eggs a specific way at a specific time for this thing. You have to deal with, of course, you know, since a lot of people like to customize their food. So you have to do all these custom orders. On top of dealing with just regular rush and then brunch, and then it's early in the morning, so you gotta deal with, or you have to deal with, like, breakfast stuff a little bit later in the, like, you know, later in the afternoon, because usually breakfast is usually over by, like, 11, 11:30, but now because you have brunch, breakfast, or brunch is going on to, like, 1 or 2, so you gotta deal with breakfast a little bit longer than normal. And you gotta make sure, like, your staff knows about the brunch menu and that they're on top of it. You have more people to cover brunch, because a lot of places only do brunch on the weekends, Saturdays or Sundays, so you might have to have more employees on deck and more servers on deck for Saturdays and Sundays, because that's when brunch is. And, you know, but brunch is only an extra couple of hours, so you necessarily might not want to overstaff. We have enough staffs in case there's a rush. It's a thing. Like, and brunch has, like, its own, just its own problems, and this is kind of funny. You know, you have to balance all of those things out. And remind you, brunch is only, a lot of places only do brunch 2 days out of a 7 day week if you're open all 7 days. So yeah, it's just a weekend, and the weekend is usually the busiest time anyway, so you have to balance a busy brunch with probably a busy lunch service. So you have to, like, find that balance in scheduling and ingredients, make sure you have stuff to cover your brunch but also stuff to cover dinner later on. And yeah, brunch sucks. Like, brunch is just, it's a caveat, it's a pain in the ass for all of us at the in the hospitality restaurant world. Like, we don't mind going to brunch, but having to work brunch, it sucks. It's a pain. We don't like it. And, you know, that's my little rant on brunch. Oh, yeah, like, this wasn't going to be a long podcast episode. It's more kind of for comedy and just kind of funny than for anything else. Anyway, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. If I sound a little nasally, I'm dealing with allergies and stuff like that. So I'll probably sound like this in all my videos for a little while till I kind of get this kind of figured out a little bit. But it's not too bad. But yeah, so thank you so much for supporting the podcast. If you enjoy brunch, please comment. If you like brunch, you work in the industry, and you hate brunch, you're more welcome to tell me why you hate brunch. You know, because I appreciate like, the input and people that, you know, if you want, if it makes you laugh, you're more welcome to comment on the video. I'm pretty sure you can answer it on Spotify or just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that good stuff. Thank you for supporting the podcast. We're going to try to keep the podcast rocking and rolling. I know I haven't had, this is my first episode, I think, in a couple of, in like a month or so. So I'm trying to get back into more podcasting as well. I'm dropping a lot more videos on the YouTube channel, trying to get more consistent in this because I really want to push the brand forward. And the only way the brand will move forward is if I do the work to push it forward. So that's the goal. So I might be dropping more podcasts recently. I might be dropping more YouTube videos. I got to get more food videos up and running too. So we're going to work on that. Hopefully there's some more live streams. Just try to push the goal is to push the brand forward in 2024. So we'll see where that goes. So again, thank you so much for rocking with me. We're trying to get to 100 episodes of the podcast. I'm almost there. I'm about, after this episode, I think I'll be 26 episodes to go till I get to 100 episodes of the podcast. I'm not sure what the 100 episodes of the podcast is going to be, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everyone that's been listening. Thank you so much from across the country, across the state in Illinois, across, you know, the United States, across the world. If, wherever you listen to the podcast, I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your love. You don't understand how much that means. If it's one play, 10 plays, 100 plays, whoever listens to it, I hope you get some enjoyment and some entertainment out of it. And thank you so much for rocking with me. Always and forever, slicing, dicing, gaming. Not just the motto, it's lifestyle. I'll see you next podcast. Later.